Talk to Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, in our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Mining Gallery hotline. What's up, Joe?
How are you guys? I thought that was a neat event. I enjoyed watching that myself.
Well, the Commodores win on Monday against Iona, and now you get ready for another game tomorrow night before conference play really gets going.
Yeah, we're kind of in that mode. We went through 2 weeks where we played basically a game a week, and now we're in this 4 games in 8 days mode before conference play starts. Not a lot of good quality practice time to be had, but a much better performance against Iona, especially in that second half. Led by 5 at halftime, and then sort of blew it open in the first 2 minutes of the second half, and never really were threatened after that to win 97-73. I thought one of the interesting aspects of this game, and we talked to A.J. Ogilvie after the game, when you look at the stats, A.J. scored 20 points on 6 shots. He went 4 for 6 from the field officially. Now, he went 12 for 13 from the line, but it just showed he kept getting it done when they got the ball to him. You could carry it even further to Alan Metcalf when he was in the game in that post position. Alan scored 14 points on 7 shots. He was 5 of 7 from the field, 4 for 4 from the line. You get that kind of efficiency offensively, especially from the interior, you're probably going to have a lot of success.
Joe, when you've watched a ton of basketball, obviously, what do you think it is? You think it's a knack to get fouled and go to the line with being under control? And it seems like Ogilvie has that knack of being able to get to the line. And if you can knock down your foul shots, I mean, that is just absolutely huge. And that's mainly the difference in games, especially as important as conference games.
Well, look at the free throws in the game against Iona. Vanderbilt was 30 of 38, and Iona was 12 of 14. A lot of that is just how you're attacking the basketball, how you're attacking the basket offensively. What I think about A.J.'s game makes him so difficult is that he can really do it all. He can drive to the basket with either hand, left or right. He goes to the basket aggressively. He doesn't, not a lot of jump shooting, not a lot of fadeaway stuff. He doesn't let contact bother him usually. And he's been through a couple of games where they have really sort of manhandled him inside, and the officials have for the most part let it go. He's not let it frustrate him, at least visibly. He's played through it and seems to have that knack to just keep on going. And if you go through his games this year, he's got a lot of games where he's much better in the second half, than he was in the first half. And he just seems to get stronger. I'm really looking forward to conference play with him, to see him against some of the big men in the SEC and how they match up. I'm really looking forward to seeing how that plays out.
And Joe, you talk about SEC play. A score that had to have everybody step up and take notice was the one that came out of Tuscaloosa yesterday, with Clemson just blistering Alabama on their home court.
Well, I watched some of it flipping back and forth. Yesterday was a tough day between the hockey game and the basketball game and all the bowl games. But, Alabama was a close game at halftime. And Alabama came out in the second half. Clemson scored a couple of the first early baskets, got a little bit of a run going. Mark called a timeout, tried to slow things down, and it never happened. And I think what he would tell you is there was a lot of one-on-one play going on in that game for Alabama. And Clemson had a very good team concept, moving the basketball, a lot of standing around for Alabama offensively and just kind of watching other guys, try to shake and bake and score. And, that works sometimes when you've got great athletes like Alabama has, but on a day when they're a little bit off, that's not going to work. And I'm not surprised Alabama lost the game. The margin of victory certainly was stunning.
Absolutely, 87-61. Joe, thanks as always. We'll visit with you again tomorrow morning.
See you guys tomorrow morning.